Good afternoon and welcome to the closing session of One's Careers Day, which I think by all accounts has been a really interesting, really informative and really exciting day in terms of messaging and common messages coming across across the board and the whole day. We've had several sessions which have got some strong themes, which I'll just summarise and talk about as we go through this last session. Firstly, just a few thank yous. So thank you to all our participants and our presenters. I think there's been a real focus on practical tips and real honesty with how people have talked about their own personal journeys and what's helped them in their careers. And that's a real positive. But also some real sort of insight into what's happening, how to move forward and how to develop careers. So that all the sessions have been recorded and I'll try and sort of point certain directions as I talk through some of the summary points. So you can go and look at the individual session as we go through. Just a quick bit about me as I talk. I'm one of the founders of One amongst five of us. My career has been long. I've been at it for a long time and I started as an accountant, but I've worked my way across the industry over many years. So I spent a lot of time in retail, large, one of the big six. Then I went and built a retail engine for Smartest Energy, one of our partners, and then moved into consulting and helping the sort of on the broker side and the consultancy side. And then latterly, I've been self-employed or have my own business, Energy Bridge. And I now work across a range of clients and organisations. You can read some of them on the screen there. But really, I suppose if you cut me in half, you'd call me an energy geek, but also somebody who's absolutely passionate about the sector and the people in the sector. And I think the people, the reason I am a founder of One is because diversity breeds strength and diversity makes life fun. So I'm going to go straight into sort of some of the key messages that have come out from today and then open up for any sort of questions or comments as we go. I think it's for those who have been on the calls, it's been quite a tiring day, but because there's so much content and so much information, but we'll see how we go. So we started this morning with a sort of a session on how to engage with executive recruiters. And some real clear messages came out of that. I think some real practical tips. So well worth going and looking at the slides and the presentations. Maybe the one, and I will inevitably call out the things that resonate with me, but one of the things that really came through, I think, is be authentic, be yourself. There is no point trying to be something you're not. And, you know, actually, whilst you might not be a middle-aged man or whatever you might not be, you are who you are and be who you are. And I think that's really important. A theme that drove all through the day is imposter syndrome. And we've talked about imposter syndrome in One quite a lot. And I think from an executive recruitment perspective or any recruitment perspective, women as a whole, generalization, are very good at saying, well, I can do 60 to 70% of that. I'm not sure if I should put myself forward. And the counter elsewhere. So don't hold back. I think go for it is a real key message in any situation, whether it be within a job or trying to get a new job. It's be brave. And bravery is one that you have to dig deep for. But actually, if you are brave, then you get the results. Linked to this sort of recruitment piece, a really useful quote I thought was be able to be found. We all use LinkedIn these days. LinkedIn is not the only way that recruiters find people. I can honestly say all my moves have been due to people finding me, and it's because other people have suggested that people talk to me. So you still go through the recruitment process, you still have to jump through the hoops, but actually it's the network and people knowing you and people recommending you that actually gets you in, front of recruiters in the first place. So be able to be found, make sure that your LinkedIn profile is there, but also get out there and network. It's actually quite fun meeting people. So go out and talk to people, take the opportunity to network. Obviously, one is here for that network, but there are 2,500 of us. So make sure that you're linking up with as many people as possible, get to know them, grab a coffee, come to events. It's all vitally important. And, you know, I'm at one end of my career, but absolutely the network for me has been a lifesaver and also a career enabler. So don't sit back and expect people to find you without you putting in the effort, I'd say. Also, just within that session, a couple of other points. Mentoring is actually really important, and I think it's linked to this imposter syndrome piece. Mentoring helps you find yourself and helps you become brave. You know, if you have somebody behind you sitting and supporting you, then you can gain some of that confidence. And just talking to Hayley before this, she said, you know, how many times have we heard the word confidence today? So imposter syndrome and confidence, that's down to us to do something about it. So be brave is a clear feature. And there was another great quote, sort of fake it to make it. We all perform, you know, I'm sitting here today performing. You have to be brave and you have to fake it till you make it, you know, make that decision to go out there. One of the presentations talked about having cheat sheets. So, you know, you might not be the absolute expert, but as long as you've got some background information, you've done a bit of work beforehand, you can fake it a bit. Everybody else does it. Don't think they're all brilliant. They're not. They're faking it too. So fake it till you make it. That doesn't mean you don't need the content behind you as well, but you know, really work on that. Again, this sort of be brave piece came out in the Southeast Water presentation and sort of how to thrive in the water sector. And actually, the messages I think were common across all sections. So really go for it, take on scary roles, do things outside your comfort zone. That is the way you learn. That's the way you learn. If you go and talk to new people, experience new things, that's the way that you will actually develop your career, build your confidence, kill off the imposter and move forward. And I think linked to that, there was a really interesting point, I can't remember which, yes, in the Engage Consulting presentation about moving around. It can be quite easy to get stuck in a career in a role and then wonder how you move forward. And actually that moving around piece and moving between organisations, again, really helps see different ways of working, see different experiences, see different styles of leadership, of operations. And from that you learn. And so I would encourage you, don't just sit waiting for somebody to find you. Get out there and do think about, you know, being brave and moving on. Another of the quotes from Engage, which I thought was interesting, and it's sort of linked to that imposter thing I've just talked about, was make yourself a subject matter expert. So if you want to stand out, get really good at one thing or get really known for one or two things. And if you do, then actually you will get approached more often. You know, there are lots of roles for lots of different skill sets, but, you know, don't try and be master of all, really get known for one or two things. There's a mix there. It depends exactly where you want your career to go. But that's a real route of driving your career forward, is become an expert in a particular area. When I call myself a geek, I am a geek from the regulatory side, but that's what enables me to do the work I do today. And another great quote from that session was, there is no such thing as a dumb question. I'm sad for my sins, I'm a trained auditor. That's how I started in my career. I trained as an accountant and became an auditor. What that taught me was how to ask questions, because you have to ask questions to understand a business. And so I've used that questioning all the way through my career. And it's incredibly powerful, because very often, if you ask the dumb question, lots of other people go, I wanted to ask that question, but I wasn't quite brave enough to do it. And actually, by doing that, A, you stand out, but B, you learn, and C, you expose people who are sitting there pretending they know the answers. So there is no such thing as a dumb question. So go out there and do it. I think the Clancy group session was again, lots of common themes, but actually I think there was a really strong discussion around working mothers and maternity and what that means. And a sort of a slightly sad piece around sort of almost accepting that if you go and have a baby, your career is going to falter or be slowed down. That is perception, it's not reality. If you decide it's not going to hold you back, it won't hold you back. And certainly, you know, I think all the founders are working mothers. You know, we've all been through it. You can find ways and make it work for you and for your family. And, you know, none of us are doing one to the exclusivity of another. So don't be afraid of maternity and sort of working mums as a part of your career. It is a part of a lot of our careers. But work with your team and work with your business to help you and support you through that process. But again, don't hold back, don't self-limit, don't have the imposter syndrome in that piece. And also coming out of that session was the word resilience. And I think resilience is a really important skill or facet of working in this industry. You have to remember, business is business, it's not the be all and end all, and sometimes things won't go right. And when things don't go right, the answer is not to beat yourself up about them, but to take the learning and move on. And I think that resilience is really important. And it's not a sign of weakness either. If you show a bit of sort of humility and you hold your hand up and say you've done something wrong, that's not bad. But actually that thick skin is sort of important. So it doesn't mean you become completely heartless, but it means you deal with difficult situations and put them in their right box. It doesn't change you as a person. You're still authentic, but you take the learning from them. Those, I think, were the key points I really wanted to pull out. There's lots in there. And I think one of the biggest things that comes out of today is so many common themes with what we've talked about in one previously and in networking events. And I think really what we're looking to do is what can we do with that content to sort of help businesses move forward and help businesses understand where women are as well. Whilst we all work in different organisations and different parts of the industry, whether it's water or energy, we're all facing up to the same sort of challenges. So how we turn that into something back into businesses. But also, I think taking personal responsibility is absolutely key for this. You know, we're all in it together, I think. And, you know, take the support, use the network, and really move forward. Be brave. That would be my biggest takeaway of today. Be brave. So thank you very much. I'll open up to any questions if there are any, or any comments.
No questions from me at this point, but it's been, just want to say thank you to everybody and the organisers. It's been absolutely fantastic. And I think what was really evident is across the board, the amazing talent that actually, you know, especially amazing female talent that, you know, we've heard from today. And it's really nice to, you know, have that community. And I think definitely it's out there. It's just, we're going to find it. And it's been fantastic event. So thank you very much.
Thank you. That's great.
Yes, same for me. Thank you very much. It's been very insightful. I've been here throughout the day, so my brain is pretty frazzled because I've been doing billing at the same time and paying attention. So I found all of these very useful, and I'm thinking of people who else would find these useful. So I'm hoping to share links to these with other female colleagues in the
Fantastic.
Industry.
Please do. And that's, I think that's very much part of what we're hoping from today, is we have got the recordings. We've got so much material now that the more we can share and support women in the sector, the better.
Lovely, thank you so much.
Thank you. So on that point, I think a lot of exhaustion all around, but a lot of happy exhaustion and sort of informed exhaustion. And I'd like to say a particular thanks to Hayley and Helen, who have run today and put huge amounts of effort into organising it. It's undoubtedly been really successful, and just sort of reading the notes, and we will pass things out. There's huge amounts of really great content coming through and sort of some real hope actually for women in the sector. So thank you very much, everybody, and look forward to seeing you at the next event.